All right, we're going to try today to cover three topics that are here in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ma'alapiv she'mechayv emamin," plus the she'im mechayv emamin, and "Ma'alapiv she'mechayv knas," and "Ma'alapiv she'kemechayv carbon." So there are three inyanim here in the. Here in the Gemara, Mamin, Knas, Karvin. These are the three topics, each of which is mentioned here in the Gemara, Agav, to figure out a Kal v'Chaymer, but Lamaisa, we have Limudim from them. The first thing is Mamin. We spoke at yesterday, the Machlaikis, the Marin Leiv, and the Ktzei Sachosh. This rule that Hoidas Baldin Kameya Edim Dami. We have this rule that Hoidas Baldin is Nemon to Bezdin, Hoidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. And we had two Mahalchim and how Hoidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami works. The Mechudish Tikka Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Ketzais, of the Marin Leiv. Marin Leiv in the Tshuva says why Hoidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. He doesn't like Pashup Shat. That we trust the person Lagabe himself. He's bothered by the fact that Lamaisa, the person is a Karev Eitzel Atzmai. A Karev is not believed to say Eidus about his Karev. It doesn't matter if it's for him or against him, either way. So, Hayyais, Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai, he can't be believed Lagabe himself. So, why Hayyais Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami? Comes the Magen Lei with this Chiddush. Hoidas Baldin works al tanuas chayvus. Hoidas Baldin works. If I say I owe you $100, I create a new chiyuv to give you $100. The ktsais is like yichalei b'zeh to say that it's a new chiyuv, and the ktsais learns that it's a gzeres hakasuv of kihu zeh that we learn out of the pasuk ashayoymar kihu zeh. The pasuk says if you'll say I only owe this, you believe. So it's exeris hakosov that a person's nemon, mamish nemon, legabe himself. So these are two ways to learn the din of Hoidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. Either that a person is nemon, legabe himself, or that a person creates a new eschaivus. Yesterday we spoke out a handful of dafkaminis between the two mahalchim. If it's a new eschaivus, or if it's or if it's a Haidah. And today I'd like to get to the Ktsais's Raya, or Raya's, against the Marin Leiv. He has some our sugya, it's really two Raya's from our sugya. The Gemara says, Ma'alapiv she'im mechayv and oisei mamin, and eidim am mechayv oisei mamin. Piv is not Nemon to be Mechayev Mamin, and Edis is. So the Gemara shrugs it up. No, Piv is also Nemon Mechayev Mamin. Now, that makes sense if Piv is Nemon, if a person is believed, Lagabe himself, to be Mechayev himself Mamin, so then the Gemara makes sense. That Edim are believed to be Mechayev Mamin, and Piv is also believed to be Mechayev himself Mamin. So they're equal. But like the Marin Leiv, it's not true. Piv is not believed to be Mechayiv Yisav Mamin. There's no Nemanis at all on Piv to be Mechayiv Yisav Mamin. That was the whole Marin Leiv, right? Marin Leiv says, you're not believed Lagabe yourself. You can make a new Eschaivus, but you're not believed Lagabe yourself. So our Gemara, the words in the Gemara, that Piv is Mechayiv, a person Mamin, it's not true according to Marin Leiv. It's not Neman to be Mechayiv Mamin. It can make a new chiyuv. It has no nemanis. Our Gemara is talking about nemanis. So, malapiv, it means he's neman mechayv imamin. When it says eidim mechayv imamin, you can't touch it that eidim make a new eschayvus. The same lashon it uses by eidim mechayv imamin, it uses by piv mechayv imamin. Because the Gemara's shakul v'tarya is to try to make a Kal v'Chaymer to show that Eidim have more nemanis than Piv. According to the Marin Leif, Edom do have more than Amanis. The Marin Leif says, Piv is Taka not believed. He's a Karev, he's not believed. According to the Marin Leif, it's true that Piv is not believed, look how they ask. And that's the first Raya from the Gemara. Also, the Gemara in the bottom says, Piv Einoi Ba'Avchasho Ba'Azama. Piv Einoi Ba'Avchasho Ba'Azama. You can't contradict Piv. What does that mean? It means if I say I owe $100 and you contradict me, you're not believed. If I say I owe $100 and 100 Edom say that, I'm not believed. The 100 Edom are not believed. Putting to Marin Leif, if I say I borrowed $100 and 100 Edom say I didn't, who do we believe? Putting to Marin Leif, I say I borrowed $100 and Edom are machish me, they say you didn't borrow. Who do we believe? According to the Marin Leiv, we believe. No, because Marin Leiv said, remember, the person could be mechayiv himself a new chiyuv, but he's not believed that he actually borrowed the money. Right? That's his chav. The whole Marin Leiv is that we really don't believe you. Sir Kari. You just make a new chayiv. But then you are back chasha. If 100 Edom say something and you say, then of course you're not believed. You're not believed by them anyway. But b'chayv al tenuus chayvus. But the word piv eini b'chasha, it's not true. That's the second kasha. So it's just another kasha. You all know there's a din by dibur mikzas. So let me ask you, what do you think the din is? If you come over to me and you say, I borrowed $100 from you. And I say it's not true, I never borrowed anything for you, but I feel bad for you, I'll give you a gift. Here's a $50 gift. Am I made of a mikdash? Huh? Am I made of a mikdash? Of course not. No? You say $100. I say, well, I never borrowed from you. I feel bad for you, I'll give you a gift of $50. Sorry, I'm not a made of a mikdash. I'm not made of anything. Now, according to the Marin Leiv, what's actually happening in every Maid of the Mitzvahs? You come, you say that I borrowed $100 from you. I say, yes, I borrowed, but only $50. Now think for a minute. According to the Marin Leiv, when I say I borrowed, but only $50, am I believed? Marin Leiv said, no, I'm really not believed. Look, I'll be myself. I'm a karev to myself. I can't say I owe you $50. I'm chayiv 50 because it's a newest chayivus. When I say I owe you 50, it's a newest chayivus. So what does that mean? It means you say I owe you $100. And I say, I'll make a newest chayivus. I'll give you a gift of $50. Why is that a maid of a mitzvah? Every maid of a mitzvah, according to the Marin Leiv's case, is not a maid of a mitzvah. I'm not believed to be right in anything. I'm just giving you a new gift of $50. Right. But the other person saying you owe me doesn't not mechayiv me shvu. My being maida is mechayiv. So what does maida mean? According to Marin Leiv, the whole thing is strange. What maida? Maida what? Maida, I'm making a new mechayiv.
He's maida, he's Maida. Who says he has to be believed
to have
to be a
Maida? He's Maida.
He's being Maida. Yeah,
he's admitting, yes, I owe you what is the Krayach of a Hidah without being believed?
The Torah says he's not Maida, he has to swear.
The stipler in the Kilos Yaakov in Simon Vav, tiny is what you're tiny. He says on this Kasha, Taka says, like you're saying, that you still a might have been mixas. But the is that according to all the cheshbainis, all the cheshbainis have to do not with if you believed, have to do with if you're being maida. So the stipler Taka time is what you're saying. I think it's Simon Vav, the one after the one we learned last time. And but it's only a time on this one kasha of the ktzais. The other kashas are the ktzais. Still are starker conscious on the Marin Leiv. he brings other cases which are shver, which are not really directly from our Gemara. But basically, the Ktzais is totally loynicha with the whole chiddush of the Maran Leiv. And the Ktzais holds that ki hu zeh is a chiddush, that a person is neman al atzmai, and that's pshat, neman al atzmai yesem imei ahidim. At the end of the shiur yesterday, I mentioned that the Ktzais goes from here to the case of shavya nashi chatichid isura, and he's mechadish that ki hu zeh is a gzeris hakos if you believe l'gabi yourself. Who hadin by shavya nafshe chatichad isura, which is a case where a man comes into Beis Din and he says, I know this meat is not kosher, and we have eidim that it is kosher, so shavya nafshe chatichad isura, he's not allowed to eat it. He creates on himself a chatichad isura. Or a woman walks into Beis Din, she says, I'm an eishes ish. So even though we don't know that she's an eishes ish, but once she says it, shavya nafshe chatichad isura, she's creating on herself a new isur, and she has a dina eishes ish. So that's the din of shavya nafshe chatichad isura. The ktsaisis chiddush is that shavya nafshe also works out adam neman al atzma yesem imei eidim. Now, I just have to tell you, the ktsais, as you know, is a tremendous machadish. Usually if they're too studied, the tzais picks the bigger chiddush, the one that's the more mechudish thing. In the machlokes between the tzais and the Maran Leiv, Adam Neman Alatzma Yesen Emeya Eidim, Maran Leiv says it's a newest chayvus, the tzais says it's Nemanis. It's fakir. The tzais is going with the pashto way to learn. Maran Leiv is the one saying the chiddush. This last nature of the Ktzais, it's as if he couldn't resist, he had to say some big chiddush to stick in at the end. So he says, the tremendous chiddush, that Shavya Nashi Chatichid Yisura works with the same Gzeris HaKosav of Kiyuzeh. That Odom Nemar Alatzva Yosem Emeyed. And that's why a person is believed to say Shavya Nashi Chatichid Yisura. It creates a tremendous chiddush, I'll tell you why. The Mishnah in Ksuvis of Shavya Nafshe says the following. Let's say you have a woman that's Becheskes Pnuya. We have no rayas that she's married. And she says, Eishes Ishani. She says that she's an Eishes Ish. So Shavya Nafshe Chatichad Yisura, she's has Dina Eishes Ish. The Mishnah says, Nosna Amasla Lidivoreha. Amasla. Aleph Mem Sof Lamed Aleph. Amaslo means a good excuse. Nosna amaslo devorel. She gives a good excuse. She says, for example, this person wanted to marry me. I wasn't interested in going out with him. So I told, that's why I said I'm an eishes ish. That way he'll leave me alone. Nosna amaslo devorel nemenes. So it says if she gives a good excuse, why she said eishes ishani, so she can erase the shavya nafshe chatichad isur. That's as I state Mishnah. That by Shavya Nash Surah, when you say that something is treif, you say you're an Eishes Ish, if you give a good excuse, you can erase Shavya Nash. It would seem like the Ktzais, a Chiddush, since the Ktzais says you learn Shavya Nash from Adam Neman Alatma Yesen Emeya Eidim, it's all the same din. It would seem the Ktzais is saying that if I say that I owe you $100. I say in Bezna, I owe you $100. The Tzai Shita is, I'm Nemong Zeres HaKosav. He is that. I'm believed. If later I give a good amasla of why I said it, it would seem to the Tzai's that I could get off the hook. That's a very big chiddush. Normally, once you say something in Bezden, you can't have excuses and give a different agada. It would seem, I don't know if the Tzai's holds this way, la halacha. But this is what comes out of Chiddush from the Ktzais, that ki hu zeh teaches you Adam Nemar Alatzma Yesem Emeya Eidim. And that's the same din as Shavya Nafshe. And bang, a person could be believed to give an amasla. This is all part of the Chiddush of this Ktzais. So normally I would say you can't compare it. And probably the emphasis you can't. Just, he says it's from the same pasuk, ki hu zeh. Maybe you're right. Maybe you can compare. Yeah. So how do you learn that, Esther? Yeah. So it could be you could work it out. I mean, if that's what the Tzais meant, you could say that from Kiyus that we believe you're Neman. And once you're Neman, you're Neman. Now by Mamad is a din, Eina Chayzo Magid, you're stuck, you can't talk again. By Yisra, there's no din, Eina Chayzo Magid, you could talk again. Possible. Possible that's what the Tzais all would, if we would have asked him, maybe that's what he would have explained. Well, she had to say it in the way she can't say Meshata Anibach. Either she said it in front of Aiden, together Aiden. I don't think she said Aiden's in bed. Even Shehig, it applies by Mamin. And you just know the rule. If you say something outside of Bezin, if outside of Bezin you tell someone, I owe you $100. So I mentioned to you yesterday, if he schleps you to Bezin, you could say, Mishata Yisibach. I was just kidding. Now, the Tzais holds, and he writes it in this piece, that you have to say Mishata Anibach. You have to claim you were joking. If you don't claim you were joking, so then what you said out of Bezin carries weight. So, I guess that would be a case where a person could retract. Mishat Anibach is sort of like a maslo. It is a similar case. A person giving an excuse. But when a person says in a bezdin, or if it's atamedai, if someone says atamedai, then you can't retract.
So, the woman, when she said
you shouldn't give it a maslo to her. Yeah. She could still give it a mask.
She could still give it a mask. But, so I'm saying, no. So this fellow, when he said, brought two A's, he said, I'm a A's, so you get the chat that you bought. So, does that understand how long was it? Even then, if you would say, best thing,
push it, yes. It could be that, and I'm not the key is to tell you if there are exceptions. Maybe it says, oh, there are exceptions. Anyway, this is the klal of this tzais. Again, I'm a dalad dalad. You say this to say in Shavya Nashe and say in Haidas Baldin Kamei Eid and Dabi. At any rate, we go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara slugs up, the Gemara wants to piv is not Mechayiv Mamin. So the Gemara answers Haidas Baldin Kamei Eid and Dabi. What was the Havamina? What was the Havamina of the Gemara? Piv is not Mechayiv Mamin. The Gemara thought that if I say, oh, you're $100, it's not Mechayiv Mamin. Very strange Havamina, no? What did the Gemara think in the Havamina of the Gemara? Malapiv, Shkenein, and Mechayiv Mamin. Mechayiv Yeshua, Eidim. The Gemara thought that you're not Mechayiv Mamin, I'll piv. Huh? How'd you learn the Havamina of the Gemara? That's strange.
Says, my
mom
cannot.
Maybe that's what he meant originally. Could be. Or it could be in the Havamina when he said, Ma'piv ein mechayve mamin, they were thinking like the Maran Leif. That piv is not mechayve yourself mamin. Why do you pay? It's in the Moskaivis. No? Could be in the Havamina, even if you don't like the Tzais, the Maskana. Maybe in the Havamina you can learn the Gemara held piv is takadam mechayve mamin. What?
Lekama mefarish lo.
Lekama mefarish lo. I mean that it means knas.
That's another way to say
it. It means knas. There's only a Havamina. Yeah. But you guys are probably right. Probably the Gemara's lashon now is my mommy knas. So it means the Havamina. He meant the knas. Okay. Now see the Gemara. My mommy knas. Umapiv she mechayde knas mechayde shrua. Eidim shemechayv noisei knas, ein eidim shemechayv noisei shvua. What's knas? So what's knas? So we have a lot of knasses in the Torah. So Rashi says, piv ein mechayv knas, meidim knas pater, asher shirin alehim, parat l'mashiach knas. Alright, so what is that? Knas is, let's say, kefil is a knas. I steal, I have to pay back double, it's knas. Piv, if I come to Bezin, I say I stole, so Piv is not Mechayev Oisei Knas. Masha'en Kein, Eidim is Mechayev Oisei Knas. Why is piv not mechayiv a person knas? Is it a chesaron nemonis? Why is piv not mechayiv miknas? I walk into Bez. I tell Bezdin I stole. So Bezdin says you have to pay back, but not kefil. Is that because of chesaron nemonis? Not chesaron nemonis, no. Are you all masking? Hey, everybody. If I walk into Bez and I say I stole, why don't I pay a knas? Because I'm not believed? Not because I'm not believed. What? I don't become a Russia. But the Gabi Mormon is, I have to pay. Right? Because suddenly I'm not so yes, I made. So I have to pay. Why don't I pay kefil? Why don't I pay? It's a kasev, no? It's a kasev, isn't it? So what's going on here in the Gemara? The Gemara is trying to say, what has a bigger nemonis? Piv or Edim? So what says, Edim is more nemon. Edim is mechayv and oisa is knas. And piv is not mechayv oisa knas. So you see, Edim have a bigger nemonis than piv. So it doesn't make sense. Knas, what does knas have to do with, what does knas have to do with nemonis? What does knas have to do with nemonis? Knas is because that's a kosev. You're not chayv a knas. No. There's nothing to do with nemonis. I don't know. Hard to see. It's hard to see. Pashas the Gemara is trying to figure out by Moed ben Mikzas what would be the din of Eidim HaMachayim Mikzas. So to go from a place where it's Xeris HaKosav of Knas. Nemanis, it's a Nemanis, yeah, for sure. But we'll see, we'll get to it in a minute. It's Sikha Nishok, Nemanis there. What? According to the Marin Leib, you take and not believe. So you're right. According to Marin Leib, the Holy Spirit make a new cheshbon here. If I come into bed and say chayav kefil, I'm giving you my tongue. In the back of its eyes. I've mentioned to you already there's something called the Kuntres HaSveikis. There's another Kuntres in back of most prints of the Ketzais named Trumas HaKri. And there, in Aleph Aleph, in the very beginning of the Trumas HaKri, he has a Kler Legabi Knas. And basically, his Kler is where the Knas is something that's a Chiyuv Be'etzem, meaning if someone steals, Be'etzem, there's a chiyuv to pay kefil. There's certain rules when Bezdin obligates him to pay. But knas is something which exists Be'etzem. Someone who steals is b'chayv Be'etzem to pay kefil. Or, he says at Tzad, which he brings a rai from Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi holds this way, that the knas does not even exist until Bezdin paskins the knas. The chiyuv kefil doesn't exist until Bezdin paskins a chiyuv kefil. That's something that he clears in how knas works. Nafka Mina, he says, as latei sidei shemayim. Let's say, I know I stole. I'm paying back. I'm a bal tshuva, I'm going to pay back. Is there an inyan for me to pay kefil? If your old kefil is a chiyuv be'etzem, then a ganav has to pay kefil. Just Bezdin's not mechayiv you without Edim. But Be'etzem there's a chiyuv. If Be'etzem there's a chiyuv, so then Lotzei Sidei Shemayim, I should pay. If you hold that Bezdin creates a chiyuv knas, so then, if I'm Moedib Knas, I just come back and I'm being Moedib Knas, and I come to pay you, so if I come to pay you, I should be. There's no reason for me to pay kefil. The chiyuv kefil doesn't exist until Beis Din paskins up a chiyuv kefil.
The Torah tells you that there is no
payment. Oh, so what did the Torah say by Maida B'Knas? Did they say Maida B'Knas is a din in Beis Din, that Beis Din is not mechayiv me unless there's a if I'm Maida, just like Beis Din not mechayiv me without Eidim, it's a din in Hanhogas HaBeis Din, or not? You know, we had a similar clear what. Maida B'Knas Pater could mean Beis Din's not mechayiv me.
Of course.
Normally, if I'm Maida, but that's a chiddush of Maida B'Knas Pater. Normally, if I'm Maida, I owe you money. Normally, there is a psak. Beis Din will pass them that I'm chayiv. That's the chiddush of Maida B'Knas Pater. That there's no knas, there's no psak in such a case. I think we had a similar thing by Kam Leib de Rabbi Mine. If let's say on Shabbos, someone breaks someone else's kelim. So come later, Rabbi, the business not mechayiv you to pay. But there, let's say they shemayim, you have to pay. If you break someone's thing on Shabbos, let's say they shemayim. So you're not chayiv to pay. Come later, Rabbi, the person was chayiv isurei misa, even the shaygeg. So chayiv misa shaygeg again is pturin. But zicha, you have to pay. The shayla is the same shayla by knas. By knas, is it a din like come later, Rabbi, that business not mechayiv you, but be etzem is a chayiv. Or not. So this is the clair that the Truma Sakri clairs, whether there's such a chiyav etzem or not a chiyav etzem. And he brings a raya from our Gemara. And our Gemara, the lashon of the Gemara is that malapiv shekei mechayvei knas, ein mechayvei knas. Gemara seems to say that piv doesn't have enough nemanis to create a chiyuv knas. Eidim are mechayiv knas, and piv is not mechayiv knas. It sounds like from Lashon HaGemara that piv doesn't have an emunis that Beis Din should pass an ois knas. He says from our Gemara it sounds like there is no chiyuv knas by piv. There's certain emunis you need that Beis Din should be mechayiv your knas, and piv is not, does not have one enough. That's how he understands this Gemara. When we learned Bava Kama a long time ago, it feels like a long time ago, we had a funny thing that happened. We were talking about this Truma Sakri, and I was titled then in a Machlaikis the Shach and Sma, which for some is totally in this Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is a Machlaikis Halacha L'Maisa. This man is there. Beis Din doesn't pass in Knossos. Beis Din can't pass in Knossos. You need a Beis Din of Smuchim to pass in Knossos. You don't need a real Smuchim, Beis Din has that. So it's not Shayach today, even if you go to Beis Din, and even if Beis Din has Kayach, Beis Din can't be in the Chayach Knas. Shiloh is, if someone steals from someone else, Beis Din has that. If the Nignav can go and be Teifis Kefil, if he can be Teifis Kefil on his own. So there's a machlokes the Sma and the Shach. The Sma said that Tfisa helps. Tfisa helps. It's not as there, so it's stolen from you. It could be Tefis Kefil. And the Shach argues with the Sma. I think this is Simen Aleph in the Cheshire Mishpat, maybe Simen Beis. The Shach said, no, Tfisa doesn't help. And the way we understood, it's totally in the clair of the Truma Sakri. If you hold that it's a chiyuv be'etzem to pay kefil, just Beis Din can't be mechayiv, then tfisa helps. If you hold that there's no chiyuv until there's a psak Beis Din, then tfisa doesn't help. So we were toilet then in this machlaikis. What happened, if I recall then, in the dorm, there was somebody in the dorm who had an expensive camera, and someone for a joke stole it. He left it on his desk, but someone else stole it from him and hid it, and the fellow went to a shower or something. He came back into his room and they were schmoozing, and he came and he started going crazy. He didn't know where he put his camera. He started looking at the cabinets and his closet and looking all over, and these guys were like laughing inside. It's a big joke. And then like the guy that was laughing too hard, so he walked out. So the other fellas told the Nignav, he stole your camera, it's there, don't get so nervous. So the Nignav, who had been in Shir, went, and he was Teifus Kefil. He took back his camera, And he took back, I don't remember what it was, the other guy's watch, he took back something else for kefir. The fellow came back, he said, ha ha, joke's on me, joke's on you. He was type of kefir. So I remember I told him to ask Rebelsky. I think they went over to Rebelsky, and Rebelsky said he's right. Type of kefir, you know. So stealing for a joke is also stealing. And I assume he gave it back to him at the end because they still talk to each other. But it helps to remember. You know, helps you remember the smah. Now it's a machlekes smah and shach. If tefisa helps, the halacha is when you have a machlekes smah and shach, the muhzik could say kimli, and therefore tefisa helps. And a kapanim, it's totally in this. You remember from the following case, which was a raya to the shaila. The Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Ayin Dalid, where, as you know, Rabbi Gamliel had this Eved Tevi, an Eved Kanani, who he liked very much. He wanted to free him, but he couldn't free him because it's also to free an Eved Kanani. And one day he was all excited. He came to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Yeshua, "I'm all excited. I knocked out the tooth of my Eved." And he's going to go free. Shemba Ayin. Now he's going to go free. He'll be a Ben Chayrin. So what did Rabbi Yeshua tell him? Rabbi Yeshua tell him, "You're a Maida B'Knas. Maida B'Knas. Potter. You're a Maida B'Knas. And since you're a Maida B'Knas, you're Potter." So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua told him, "If you have Eidim, bring your Eidim. And let the Eidim say Eidim. If there are no Eidim, it's Potter." So Gemara says, "Why does it help to bring Eidim? Maida b'knas, v'akach l'Eidim is too late." So I says, "No, Rav Gamliel was maida to Rabbi Yeshua, not in Bezin. Met him in the street, and he told him, I knocked out his tooth." So Rabbi Yeshua said, "If you bring Eidim, he goes free. If you don't bring Eidim, he doesn't go free." So the Shach said, "If Tfisa helps by a knas, what's the problem? A Tevi Avdi be tefis himself, I don't go free, and I'll go free." Seems to be a raya. The Shach brings this as a raya that every Eved is taking himself. The halacha is that if a ger shein lekroivim dies, anybody could grab his things. Any Eved that's a gavul is taking himself. He goes. We could argue about it, but I can phrase it differently. We could phrase it, if Lassi sees a Shemayim, he's such a Chiyav, so then he should go free. He should let him go free. Lassi sees a Shemayim, he's supposed to pay the Knast. If the Chiyav is bad, Sam, so he should let him go free. So if you look at the Chumas Sakri there, and Amakala, if he brings this Raya, he's Matchit the Raya a little, but anyway, this is the, like I said, we're going to go through three major inyanim today. The first is Eidos Baldin Kameidim Dami. The second is the Truma Sakri's Chakira in Dine Knas. In Yeshiva, we usually learn that Bezdin is Lechayev Knas. Most of the Torah and Inyanei Knosses go with the assumption of the Truma Sakri, his right from the Yerushalmi, that Bezdin creates the Chayev Knas. But I'll upon him, from our Gemara, he brings a Zariah, Malap Piv Sheim Lechayev Knas. He brings a raya to it that malapiv, that it doesn't have an emanis l'chayv knas. The Pashta Sagamara is mashvet, there's no chiyav be'etzem on knas. So that's the second piece of the Gemara. Let's see the third one. Malapiv shekem ein l'chayv knas, l'chayv shvua, ein l'chayv is going to say, shvua yishvua. So Gemara says, I have a pirch. Malapiv shekem l'chayv karbin, toime be'ein shem l'chayv n'ayse karbin. What does that mean? Malapiv shekein mechayvei karbin. What does that mean? We're not talking here. Someone says hari alai oila. That's not called mechayvei karbin. Mechayvei karbin means a carbon that you have to pay for something you did wrong. So, what does it mean? Piv is mechayvei karbin. Why? Well, how can you be mechayvei yourself a carbon? What's the answer? Malapiv she mechayvei karbin. So Rashi says, there's a kasuv. Important Rashi. Pim mechayve carbon. The ksiv is zvada ashachota vehevi. And edim im mechayve nisa carbon im machishaisam. The ksiv al heida alav aloshidu acher. Now, just to be clear, if Edim say, I'm chayiv a karbin, and I'm not makhish them, I don't know. Edim say, you know the meat you ate yesterday, it was chaylov. I don't know. Do I bring a karbin? Huh? If Edim say that I ate meat yesterday, it was chaylov. I say, could be, I don't know. Do I bring a karbin? Yes. How do you know that? Rashi says, "Eidim eimach eiven oisei karbin im makhish oisam." If you contradict them, seems from Rashi that eidim be'etzem am chayiv you a karbin. Just if you contradict them, not. Now Rashi brings a pasuk: "Siv oy heida oylach atasai v'loishi yidu achev." That doesn't sound that way. That sounds like oy heida oylach atasai v'loishi yidu achev. Others let you know, that's not mechayiv you. And it sounds like if others let me know, it doesn't create a mechayivus. No? If Eidim, I have to know. Not if others let me know. So how does it work? I'm not, no plapul, I'm just pashm shan rashi. Eidim say, the meat I ate yesterday was chaylev. I say, could be, I have no idea. I ate a piece of meat. Am I chayiv or not chayiv? So the first part of Rashi seems to say, "Eidim ein mechayiv noisei im makish oisem," which means if I'm not makish them, I do bring a carbon. Then the last part of Rashi says, "Iksir, I hoida elof. I have to know. Moishe do acherim. If others let me know, that's not. That's mashma. If I don't know, just eidim say that I don't bring a carbon." What's Pshat Rashi?
The Gemara says, well, there's an extra wrinkle to learn that if Edom on the chayv somewhere and he is quiet, then he's chayv.
That's because of Shtika Kaidah. But what happens if you're right? By Shtika Kaidah, you're right. What if he says, I don't know? So the Ramban learns, Ramban is two pshat, but the Ramban's second pshat, I think it is. He learns, Vayhoida Eilav Veloishi Yidu Acherim means, you have to know. How do you know something? If Eidim tell you, then you know. That's called Hoida Eilav. If Eidim tell me that what I ate yesterday was Chaylev, then I know. That's Hoida Eilav. I found out. How else do you find out a piece of meat is Chaylev? Someone had to tell you. And you can know because you shechted the animal, but most people find out. It's only memayit if you contradict them. If they didn't say it was chaylev, and I say I know it's not chaylev, so that's a miyut. But if they didn't tell me, and I have no reason to doubt their words, that the Ramban, that's considered that they told me. So if I'm contradicting Edim, why don't I bring a carbon? So the reason is Gezeres HaKasif. That's what it sounds like. The reason is Gezeres HaKasif. Let's start with the next Rashi. Voy maloy achalti. Potter. Vedim say I ate, and I say I didn't eat. Potter shayu yocholoy memezer ayisi. Isn't that a steer to this Rashi? We just finished it. Gezeres HaKasif. Xeris HaKosav by carbon, Hoida Elov, and his Vada has to be. Then Rashi says, Why Maloya Chalti Potter? He's going on the Chachamim, we'll say Potter. Shoyoch Aloim and Mezere Isi. Lift him in a carbon. What's going on with that Rashi? Hmm? Rashi just finished saying it's Xeris HaKosav. If Edim say I'm chayiv and I say I didn't, Edim say I ate, I say I didn't eat. Why am I potter? No, what do you say?
Take away the
kind of Well, the Gemara says that. The Rabbanan say that in the Gemara. Rashi's bringing the later Gemara, you mean? Maybe. Sounds to me like my kasha is stronger than your carrots. I don't know. No, v'loyma lo yachalti potter shayach alayma mezer yisi. Rashi just said potter gzeres hakasa. Yeah, we still have one day left to this man. Maybe we'll figure this out. Yeah. Yeah. Pashit the Gemara. The Gemara says it to shlug up or meiz kabachayver. It is a migu. He could have said meiz it easy. Now Rashi's saying you're going to have a kash. He knows you need it before a meiz kabachayver.
No.
Is Rashi saying it before a meiz kabachayver? Gemara says it after a meiz. Tell me what the Gemara is going to say to Farish. Alright, maybe if you have heard the Pshat and Rashi. Alright, let's look at Tosis Malapiv, the beginning of Tosis. As I said, this is Negeya to the Gedarim of the Chi of Carbon. So let's see what Tosfos says here. Chiddush Malapiv Shekei Mechayvei Carbon Taima Beidim Pirish. Now Tosfos learns this Ipshat into the Gemara. Pirish Shekei Mechayvei Carbon Afilu Ha'edim Machishim Oisai Va'imrim Lav Chelav Hava Ela Shuman. What's the case? I walk into Bez and I say I ate a piece of Chelav, I'm going to bring a carbon. Two Edim say it wasn't Chaylev, it was Shuman. I say I'm positive it was Chaylev, I want to bring a carbon. Two Edim say I'm positive it's Shuman, you're potter from a carbon. Tosis learns in Ta'a Gemara that I bring a carbon. Now, if it weren't for Tosis, you could learn the Gemara differently. The Ramban learns the Gemara different than Tosis. But Tosis says, Klar, a Chiddush, that does the case make sense? I walk into Bez and I say I'm chayav a carbon. Two Edim, which is the biggest nemanis in the world, say I'm not chayav a carbon. So what happens now? Picture what's happening. So I go, I take an animal, I say, okay, this is for me a carbon. I bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. The Kainim are going to shech this carbon. Would you shech the carbon? You're a Kain, you work in the Beis HaMikdash. Chulim Bazara is chayav Nisa, Yidei Shemayim. Okay, so now this fellow comes in with a carbon. He says, "I'm chayav a carbon. I ate chaylev yesterday." Two of them say it wasn't chaylev; it was shulman. Would you shech that carbon? Would you spritz the blood of the carbon? What would you do? Huh? Two of them are saying that it's chulam bazara. This man insists that he ate chaylev. What's happening here? Huh? What's going on here? Who's gonna bring the carbon for this fellow? Are they allowed to bring a carbon? You have Xeris HaKasuv that he could bring the carbon if he wants. If he wants, he could bring a carbon. He's Neman on himself. But there are two Edim say that this is Chulam Bazara.
Right,
Rishai Nashe, the person who said it's also he's not allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to eat it, I have to wait. So now what's going to happen with this carbon? He insists he's chayiv. Are the Kayan going to do anything? The Kayan, the chayiv, what you're saying is, the Kayan shouldn't shecht it. Everybody else. There's got to be everybody else that's calling Bazaro. There's got to be Miss Nat. So what happens? Very strange. Huh? So what happens to it? He'll shut himself. Not the shvista. It has to be a kain then. Shechting anybody could do. What? Asulim bazara. For him, it's not asulim bazara. The Shita Mukubet says something like that. The Shita says, actually Shita says almost nothing. Shita says a few words. It's two pshat. The first pshat he says is, if Kain and Mama are going to do akrava, ain't moichem biyadam. That's all he says. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kaivitz Aris, in Sinach HaFa'alach Ois Yitches, Rabbi Chanan says pshat, that a person, Lagabi himself, he's believed. Lagabi himself, the Kaidim could believe him. Very hard to understand what that means. That first shot, I don't understand. Wasn't Lagabi himself, Kaidim believe him. But what about Lagabi themselves? How did the Kaidim do the Avaidim? Lagabi them, it's Chulim. Lagabi him, it's not. So they become like a Shliach, or Yad Payel, I don't know. It's a little hard. And when's the Kaidim, a Shluch of Rahmana, what do you do then?
Any person
that believes, but the Shita says these words. He says, "If Kainim are going to be makriv it, ain't moichem biyadam." I'm not sure what it means. But the Kainim are not bari. Unless the Shita means Kainim, who trust him, believe, maybe they can do it.
It's
not Kainim's job, sir.
Listen to
two Eidim. This person says he owes a karma. You can argue like that. You can argue that since the Torah said his father lo chatosai, so the Torah gave him the power to bring such a karma. It's not Kainim's business where it comes from. But it doesn't fit into the Shita. It's not what the Shita is saying, but maybe. Well, normal carbon have power can be another. But most of them are not. You mean stammers? Yeah, they didn't say Herod. The person can't even believe him. But if you have two Eidim against him. I'll tell you, the Shita says a second shot, which is a little better. And the Shita's second shot is, it means the person himself is a Kayin, and he's Makrivit himself. He, talking no Kayin in the right, his right mind, would do this. And if the Kayin will ask the Shilam Bezdin, Bezdin will say, butt out. To wait and say it's Cholin. It means that he himself is a Kayin, so we don't stop him. If he says, I'm Chayiv and Asham, he'll shecht it, he'll spritz it, he'll eat it, and finish. I don't know how he'll shecht it and do Kabbalah Saddam at the same time. At the time, God on Yom Kippur, at the shecht and somehow do Kabbalah Saddam all together. But we'll have to do something like that. He'll do it all himself. Sakhtar Balchanan, we see from this Shita, from the second Shita, a cloud that Lagabe, you yourself, you have an emunis, even if they arrayed them against you. Whatever they get, only to you privately, personally, we're not Meicha. You yourself personally know something, and we have Eidim against, say the opposite. We're not Meicha, you could do what you want. Not Negev. If they get others, you can. Whatever they get, you personally, Sakhtar Bachanan, you could do. Now this itself is a shiloh. What happens if two Eidim say that meat is nevela? And I know it's not nevela. Let's say, I know 100%, you can say I make a mistake, but let's say that two people came over to the shaykhit, told the shaykhit, we hate your guts, we're going to tell Bezdin that you killed the animal. The shaykhit checks the animal. And two Eidim walk into Bezdin and say he killed it, he shot it in the head. So Bezdin passes as nevela. And Bezdin Paskins, if somebody eats it, he's going to get malchus. Is the sheikh allowed to eat it in his house? He has to be very careful. Two Eidim shouldn't see. If two Eidim see, he'll get malchus. He'll give him a shrub. Is he allowed to eat it himself? Bezdin Paskins is nevela. He knows it's kosher. Is he allowed to eat it? What? Sakhez. So he's allowed to eat it?
No.
Rabbi Chanan seems to say... Rabbi Chanan is saying pshat in the second sheet of Ukubetzis. No other kayin could be makriv this carbon. No other kohen can do it. Moichin the adam. Bezdin will stop. Any other kohen that tries to sheft this carbon, Bezdin will say, we have two eidim, it's chulin, and you can't sheft it. If he himself does it, moichin. As he could say, I know. The lashon of Bochanan is, legabe asma yesh lo nemanus. Even against two eidim. Now, it may be, Rabbi Chanan means, it's because of Xeris HaKasif. And it's only true by a carbon, it's not true by other things. Or it may be that Rabbi Chanan means it is a cloud. Now, Lagabi yourself, you believed. Rabbi Chanan's lashon is very bekitzel. But Rabbi Chanan is saying that even against two Eidim, Lagabi yourself, you're in the base of Migdash. And Bezin's there. And Bezin lets you do it. Even though if someone else does it, Bezin will tell someone else, you're chayav nisi b'nei shemayim if you do it. It's chulin bazar. But the man himself, he could do it. Tell him.
Like, we have a case where a fellow one in 8 and says he saw a man die, and the woman goes, and you have a chazaka, a woman checks it out, and then she's allowed, it's a chazaka, but she can marry that 8, it's a both part. But we're only talking about a case where it was a if we had 2 agents in such a case saying that the guy's alive, she can't get married to him.
Here you have a psak bezdin. If a kohen will go to bezdin and ask bezdin a shaila, should I sheft this carbon? What's bezdin going to say? What's suffix? You have 2 eidim. There's no suffix. I don't believe in kamei eidim against to hide himself a carbon. 2 eidim say it's full by zara. The lashon of the shita is meichin biyada. Says if he brings it himself, ain't meichin. That means bezin's meichin. Anybody else who does it, but meichin means is a psak that it's not that it's not that it's off. But what you're saying is it's exeris because of his vada. It's not a psak up either way. Maybe that's what bochana means. You could look at his lashon. The lashon grad is mashma. The legabe yourself, you have in the manis. But al kapanim echshayia. So we have here 3 klolim in the Gemara. Haydas baldei kamei aedim. We have from our Gemara, it's mashmat and nemanis, like Rabbi Chanan says. We have malapiv, she'ein mechayve knas, is mashma. It's a lack of chiyus, like the Shulma Sakri says. And malapiv, she'kein mechayve karbin, a filik neged aedim, Taisa says, that's a big chiddush. That a person, even there are 2 eidim, say full of azara, a person himself could bring such a carbon to the in Bezdin, and this is Rabbi Chanan's side. This is the 3rd side here in the Gemara.